TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
You a pink diamond chicken wing chain.
Are you dumb?
You had a leopard beehive on your head.
Are you dumb?
Are you forgetting that I pressed you before, bitch?
Fuck Nicki Minaj.
I fuck with your soul like she the. You ain't the queen, I show you. Like on your ass and belly. I prove you lost already. They told you your whole career I'd come home and kill you, right? I told you I wasn't talking about your dumb ass. It looks stupid. You literally got a dumb ass talking prey. And we all know that you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. Let's be honest. You stole a line about bitches being your sons. How you take my 09 jail tweet and run? Talking about bringing knives to a fight with guns. When the only shot you ever took was in your buns. And I saw Meek at All Star. He told me your ass dropped. He couldn't fuck you for 3 months because your ass dropped. Now I don't think I understand how bad her ass got. The implants that she had put in her ass popped. I was like, damn, 90 days and you couldn't have boxed. Did she at least compensate for giving you mad top? Her name Minaj, right? She ain't throw you some bad thoughts. He said, nah, that's when I knew you was really a trash box. You was screaming Free Remy when I was upstate doomed. But now that they Free Remy, you don't sing the same tune. Lock me up, threw away my keys, threw away my weed. Snatched me from my son, braids to the back. State green, daily news, her career's over. She was kinda stupid, but you saw an opportunity. Cause you were opportunist, left your day one. Cause you heard he was on some cheap shit. Then got with the dude that told you on some freak shit. But what happened to Omeka? Nah, on some G shit. Left him and took a pic with the dude he had beef with. And we all know it was a beef that you started. Pillow talking out of your ass, this bitch retarded. Now you gotta die, you dearly departed. Bloodbath when I catch you, a real red carpet. Now what I'ma do, I'ma just stick to the facts. Been so scared of my future, got this bitch going backwards. Been through mad fools, you disloyal, you hoochie. Now all of a sudden you back with Drake and Tucci. After you said you sucked his dick, you back with Gucci. Who next, Puff Zeb or 50, you a A-list groupie. And to be the queen of rap, you gotta actually rap. The whole industry know that your shit is a rap. No, to be the queen of rap, you can't have a ghostwriter. And that's why this is my house, Flo Rida. Niggas done seen Drake penning, Wayne penning. And since your first boyfriend left, bitch ain't winning. You an internet troll, a web browser. I'm sorry, you can't get it online without Safari. Mentioning guns, you pussy galore, James Bond. Only time you touch the triggers when you fuck Trey Songz. Cokehead, you cheated on your man with Ebro. I might leak the footage of you slipping them ski slopes. They gassing you up, but you been on E, though. Pills and potions, yup, you been on E, ho. Got your ghostwriters back, so you think you lit. Rimbalucci, I'm a Ghostbuster, bitch. I'm supposed to be scared, cause you brought your Barbie chain back. I reverse the ante up, you'll get your Barbie chain gap. Try to front in February, catch you in that Maybach. Show you how to use your name, you be using your name whack. I'm saying, how you mix Nicki with a Minaj? I'ma park this bitch, put Nicki in the garage. I'm getting money like Nicki Bonds. I'm the big homie. I responded in less than 48 hours. Nick knows he's getting close like Nick Jonas. Gripping the gauge, then blaze off, face off, bitch. Nicolas Cage, you animated like Nickelodeon. You fake bitch. Only the kids believe in you. You Saint Nick. Now when I shoot Nick at night, they won't understand it. I'm wildin' out, bout to hit Nick with the cannon. How are you on the VMAs acting like you hood? way across the stage talking about Miley was good. That's Hannah Montana, she was always happy. You only fronted on Mariah cause Mariah don't cabby. Tried to disrespect Taylor cause Taylor wasn't swift enough. Pillsbury dough girl, when you picked the biscuit up and jealous, bitch, you was happy when they took me. Best thing ever happened to you is when they booked me. You said you never fuck Wayne, how stupid I look, B. Get the picture, I'll expose you, I'm kind of a bully. You name yourself Nikki Lewinsky, the mind of a rookie, cause you was sucking his dick and now he tired of your nookie. You claim you never fucked Drake, now that's where you took me. You fucked the whole empire, who you trying to be, Cookie? Boogie down Bronx, I come out of the boogie to let you know, real bitches never lie on their pussy, and stop talking numbers. You signed a 360 deal through Young Money, through Cash Money, through Republic, which means your money go through five niggas before you touch it. Any videos, promotions come out of your budget. Endorsements, touring merchandise, they finger fuck it. You make like 35 cents off of each ducket. I own my master's, bitch, independent. So for every sale I do, you gotta do like 10. Stop comparing yourself to Jay, you not like him. You a motherfucking worker, not a boss like Grim. You're done, some pop chicks ain't get the news yet. Bitch, I pop chicks, yeah, and I'm the new vet. I kill rappers, and you good as dead, bitch. Talking shit about me to a deaf bitch. And usually, I have sympathy for them pair, but not when you hard to hear me from untreated gonorrhea. But you point your fingers at me, I'm the bad girl, and she the one out here misleading the black girls. All these fake asses influenced by that girl, dying from bot surgeries. What a sad world. But before the butt job, you was a SpongeBob, sucking cops for records, captain of the cum squad. And I got a few words for the moms of the young bobs. Guess who supports a child molester? Nicki Minaj. Then you paid for your brother's wedding. That's hella foul. How you spend money to support a pedophile? He a walking dead man sending threats to him. I guess that's why they call you Barbie. You is next to kin. Talking about your money long and your foreign sick. Why you ain't help your bro hotties come from foreign sick? You probably somewhere overseas, foreign sick. Thought you could fuck with me by foreign sick. Meek, Drake, Safari, I see men in your pants. We call that Jelani, get it? See men in your pants, I got trigger fingers, you got bitter fingers. Yeah, you must think you Drake and I'm Twitter fingers. VH1, watch this. You just got bodied by a loving hip-hop bitch. Don't ever in your fucking life play with me. That's on the set. You tried it on the Ray Sherman record. You tried it on your little freestyle. They were both duds, just like every other one was dud. Just like this last one was a dud. But what you're not gonna do is keep subbing me. Pun. I sent a fucking headshot.
When it dropped, it was lit. It was lit. 607 out there in the West, 907 here in the ATL. What it do? Hip hop informer, that dude TM. She was Remy Ma. Sheeta. Wow. Pretty raunchy. Pretty raunchy. But if you were a hip hop lover, we simply loved it. It's the Center Stage Live with TM, Hot Chocolate hanging out. It's the Rooftop Jam. I'm not really on a rooftop. I'm just imagining I am, you know, that kind of evening. What is your mood like? I'm in a, you know, a rooftop kind of mood. Hip-hop. Yo, it's nothing like good hip-hop. I don't know who you are listening tonight and what your favorite or who your favorite artist is or what your favorite genre of music is, but at my core, I like to bob my head. And nothing helps you to bob your head like some good hip-hop music. Country just doesn't do it for me. All the way live from the other side of the ATL. Give it up, Hot Chocolate.
What's popping, everybody? I, too, am a hip-hop junkie to my core. I am a woman who loves lyrics, who loves wordplay, who loves metaphors. And, yes, I am making myself an official member of the Pretty Girls Love Trap Music Coalition because I do. Don't judge me.
And the interesting thing about it is I find it very fascinating that pretty girls love trap music.
Trap music, yes. Yes, and apparently 2 Chainz does as well, because that's the title of his new album, Pretty Girls of Trap Music. It's a winner, too. He's got bangers on that track.
Hey, listen, it is a rooftop jam up in here. And since we in New York, hey, we right back in here.
Vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck. Yo, honey dip, summertime, fine jerry dripping. Seen you with pickings with a bunch of chicken tire clicking. I kept shooting strong notes as we got close. She rock rope, honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell, baby's wicked like Nimrod. Caught me like a freshwater straw, or may I not be God? Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood. It turns me on like vine, see it all rude. They call me Starkey Love on check. The strategy by any means. Shirley Temple Cross was done by Billy Jeans. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right? True. Lazy Apple, small V6 shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, honey, don't mean no harm. Turn around again. Backyard's banging like a Benzie. If I was Jiggy, you'd be spotted like Spot McKenzie. I'm high powered, put a Dina Howard to sleep. You're parting. That's been on my mind all week. But I'll back to you, Maybelline Queen. Let's make a team. You can have anything in this world except cream. So what you wanna do? What you wanna do? Let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Woo.
Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. Fresh vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck. Who cares?
Dallas Finest, what up, boo? Peace, your highness. Yo, I'm lounging. Big style, y'all niggas is the flyers. Moves you're making, shoot by choose is shaking out a race patient. You're looking good, fly colored Asian. Ghettos, them is your hometown. We could go the whole round. After that, I'm shooting downtown. I'm rocking hats and your wig is all intact. Who's that queen bee chick? Eyes curly black. Freaks be moving in fly sneaks. 2 finger rings and goatee. And ain't afraid the whole heat. So when I step in the square, dear, you better have cream this shit. Freaking, then I keep get.
Watch these rap just get all up in your guts. Prince vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. In my ice cream truck, who tears it up?
Black chocolate girl, wonder shape round like thunder. Politic to your deficit step, give me your number. Your sexy, persuasive tatas and thighs. Catch my eyes like highs, I want your bodily surprise. Double down some time, ice cream, you got me falling out like a cripple. I love you like I love my size. Ooh, baby, I miss you. Your sweet tender touches take pulls off the duchess. Orgasm in my mind, stay masturbating your clutches. I want you for self like wealth, so play me closely. Just paranoia for this thing, who wants the most? To me. Only a heart doesn't want to be calling me cousin. Thirsty for my catalog, baby, shopping free of loving. Call me if you want to get dug like the pockets. I just am like a giant, break wounds out of the socket.
Wu-Tang in the cut, for real, guess what? It's the after party, you wanna watch these rap kids get all up in your guts. Prince Vanilla butter, pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundae is getting touched. Scooped in the ice cream truck, who tears it up? Ice cold, just melt down when in my clutch. And want they be sucked, ice cream. Yeah. Your guts. Prince Vanilla butter, pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundae is getting touched. Scooped in the ice cream truck, who tears it up? Ice cold, just melt down when in the clutch. They want they suck ice cream. One love to my chocolate deluxes. Keep your nails done and your waist tight. Load up. One love to my brother Pecan Ricans for calling me Poppy. That's for red. One love to Caramel Sunday with the cherries on top. Yeah.
With the cherries on top. Yes. 917-889-3926 is the number to wait in on this Friday night in the Social Lab. Center Stage Live with TM Hyman Radio Live. Your girl Hot Chocolate joined by the General. It is 9:14 p.m. Still one of my all-time favorite joints right there. You know, you just set the whole summertime in the A. You just set the whole tone for it, man. Like, I'm so excited.
Rooftop jam.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Hey, 9:14 out here in the ATL, baby. And listen, it's like 80 degrees. It's popping
yep.
in the city. Hey, we made it through the week.
And it's birthday
time. How was your week? Word. Word. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. Dudes holding it down. Even for dudes who not holding it down, but you really want to hold it down, but I'm going to say you don't know how to hold it down. Happy Father's Day. You know.
Happy Father's Day to all the daddies. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And ladies, do something nice for your for the dads, the baby fathers. I know it's hard, you know. Listen, coming from a young lady, myself, yes, young lady, who did not have the best relationship with her children's father, I still can bring myself to be cordial enough to wish him a happy Father's Day. So with that being said, don't be sourpuss about the whole thing. You know, let's give the fathers their due, regardless of the situation. Now, I have to put a little disclaimer on that. If you're not taking care of your kids, I really can't respect you. Not taking care of your kids because you can't, and not taking care of your kids because you don't want to is two different things. So I'm going to put a blanket greeting out there. Happy Father's Day, Dad. But if you're not taking care of your kids, you need to get on your job. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. I mean, you know, and same goes for the mothers. Same goes for mothers on Mother's Day or any day.
There's definitely some deadbeat mothers out there as well.
A lot of them.
But we're talking about Father's Day weekend. You know, I mean, you know what's sad? What's sad is, I think historically, you know, no one really gives a damn about Father's Day.
Father's Day does not get the same light as Mother's Day. I can agree with that.
But what I know it means is, even though it may not be as recognized as Mother's Day, you know, it does not mean that we don't love our fathers just the same. But for some of us, I know you looking at, you know, your computer talking about use a lot. Listen, keep your business in your house. Your mama said don't air.
I ain't doing
don't
nothing
air
for my
dirty.
Baby daddy. Right.
Your mama said don't air your dirty laundry. Keep it in the house. Hey, I am totally amazed that this jury that is going through all this Cosby info has been the longest jury presiding over a trial in the history of America. I'm talking about the psychology of this jury deliberation popping off over the Cosby trial. This is the fifth day of deliberations, and we really don't know what's going on. But this is what I can tell you based on what typically happens when they hold out like this, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unless something has just happened, something has just broken that we're not aware of, they're still deliberating, which means 9 times out of 10, Cosby has a friend in that room, and if there's ever a shadow of a doubt, if there's ever a holdout, there could possibly be a hung jury, which would benefit Cosby all day long. Typically, when a conviction is coming, it comes pretty quickly. It certainly doesn't take 5 days for us to say they're guilty. Somebody's holding out, and in turn, Cosby may walk. Now, I want to swiftly swivel to these two crazy prisoners that jumped out of the prison van.
Killed
two prison guards. Mm-hmm. One was Caucasian, the other was African American. They went on a chase and they were caught alive.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible in America when you already know what I'm about to say, right?
Folks, I mean, at the same time, Philando Castile's murderer, and that's exactly what I'm going to call him for those who aren't following me. Philando Castile was the young man who was murdered while reaching for his registered weapon in the car with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend streamed it live on Facebook. The officer who killed him was found not guilty. Even though this young man had a license to carry a concealed weapon and told the officer he was reaching for the license. It's unreal.
Unbelievable how we could be shot down for the smallest thing. But, mm-hmm. I mean, come on. They were caught and not even shot in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
Not even shot in the leg just because.
Just because I was
I'm not trying to pull a card tonight. I'm not trying to pull a card. I'm just saying, folks. I'm just saying.
Call it what it is. We just keep it real around here. Real talk, real people, real time. Hey, what is it?
I ain't trying to pull a card. I'm just saying. Mm. Hey,
sometimes it needs to be called.
It's Q. OJ Bobby.
OJ Josh. Bobby Josh. OJ Bobby Josh. OJ Bobby Josh. OJ Bobby Josh.
You are now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
Hey. Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the projects.
Woo.
Tato wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG Bobby Josh.
Hey.
OG Bobby Josh.
Woo.
OG Bobby Josh.
Josh.
OG Bobby Josh.
Hey.
Wipe a nigga out like an outbreak.
Wipe him out.
Chopper start busting, make the house shake.
Grah.
The sweeter than a pound cake.
Keep the eyes on your chin, better watch what your mouth say.
Watch it. Lean with the footballs, got a little trippin'.
Thanks.
Boom.
Hey,
keep sippin'.
Ooh.
Dirty 8K with the beam on it.
Dirty.
Clip so long, I can lean on it.
Long.
Free my nigga, lie behind bars.
Free.
Move 100 pounds for a lawyer, beat the charge.
Beat it.
Pack tech down, run the ballet, muscle fall. If a nigga try to rob, hit him with the hoe.
Boom.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the projects.
Ooh.
Tato wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG Bobby Josh.
Hey.
OG Bobby Josh.
Woo.
OG Bobby Josh.
Josh.
OG Bobby Josh.
Okay, we started catching felonies and bank
hits. What
time? Riding through the hood in a hot bar.
Right.
And now to see it in the SWAT, had a trap house. Every day, click, school, clear.
Turn it.
I got a pocket on the bankroll.
Hey.
Anybody try me, I'ma let the thing go. But put a whole clip through your tango. Cause I know your homie gone like you heard you can't do nothing. Came through, busting every set there. You violated mandatory, bet there.
What?
A lot of sniffing what you pushing, weird. Now the undercover ass people look good there. Catch me with the OGs hanging.
Yep.
OZs. Slanging.
Okay.
Side phone, double cut, cold drink.
Lane.
You run up on me, wrong. Speed banging, meet you at the car road. What they gon' be singing out of?
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
I'm a real suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
Westside.
They don't wanna keep quiet.
Keep quiet.
Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG Bobby Josh.
Ain't no calls in my
OG Bobby Josh.
Ain't no
sinks in my OG Bobby Josh.
You already know I'm about to do
OG
this.
OG Bobby Josh.
What? You should go and get him like
Social
this.
Social app team, I'm ready. Hanging out with Hot Chocolate tonight.
Yep.
It's the dude, TM, Hot Chocolate, 923. Hey, Steve Harvey, sound like he in a little bit of, I'm not going to say trouble, right, because it takes a whole lot to get in trouble these days with a president like Trump, but at least some backlash from a comment that he made. So a listener called into the show recently joking Steve about losing. The Cleveland Cavaliers losing the NBA championship. The caller supposedly said Cleveland didn't deserve jack per the story. Steve turns around, fires back, and pretty much tells the dude, you know, he doesn't even have a clear glass of water to drink. Why wouldn't he have a clear glass of water to drink? Because the listener was calling from the city of Michigan City. Michigan City, which is, I don't know if the entire state has an issue, but at least we know that Flint, Michigan has an issue with water.
Right.
Before the caller hung up, he said now, you should go enjoy that brown glass of water. Now, Steve Harvey.
Oh my God!
Is he out of line, or is he just being a comedian, just like, you know, Bill Maher was being a comedian when he said that, you know, he was a house nigga, you know, a couple weeks ago, and that turned into a big scurry. I mean, are we now extra sensitive as Americans, or have we become way too comfortable because we now have, you know, the king of comfortable at the helm?
I'm going to say that, just in my personal opinion, I don't think he was out of line in the realm of jokes and the arena that they were in. I mean, it's kind of survival of the fittest. When you call in and go in like that, I mean, he came with a low blow. Sometimes that happens in a fight. That's just my opinion. I really
right.
don't know. It was definitely tasteless. It was very tasteless. But you know, that's you called in there to give it to him. You got to be able to get it.
It was a snap back. You know, you're talking about, you know, my losers. And they didn't deserve nothing. Well, okay, you go on over there and drink that brown glass of water.
It was a low blow. It was definitely a below the belt.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, sometimes you have to think before you speak. And if you're going to speak, own it, but don't come back apologizing or trying to apologize for what you said. You know, I mean, if you say it,
own it,
because I can
own it.
Who I know wish she had not put that head out there like that of our president, because she's getting crucified like nobody's business. You thought Paula Deen got crucified. You ain't never seen folks get crucified like they're doing our friend. I don't even want to say a name.
That's the swiftest blackballing I've seen in a long time.
And we like her. We like her. She has red hair. But we thought Paula Deen got crucified. And funny is all get out. Hey, we're back on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Father's Day. You know, big up to all the dads really holding it down, trying to be the best dad you can. We appreciate you. Keep up the nice work.
Happy Father's Day. Happy birthday bash weekend, Atlanta. It's going to be so I'm afraid to even see who the surprises are for the people that they bring, because it was so crazy last year. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, have a fantastic weekend. Be safe.
Wait. I missed something. What are you talking about?
It's birthday bash weekend in Atlanta. They always have surprise guests.
Whose birthday bash?
It's not anyone specifically. It's a concert that they have every year in Atlanta called Birthday Bash.
I literally thought you were saying somebody's birthday. Somebody's birthday.
It is somebody. It's the ATL.
Hey, we out.
Hey,
Learn about
the
See him having live talk radio show. See him having.